I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Ending global poverty is something everybody's on board with, but a new Barna study shows including spiritual messages and poverty outreach isn't a priority, even for American Christians. Some of this may be in response to abusive tactics that use religious commitments as a bribe for aid, but Gary Edmonds, president and CEO of Food for the Hungry, says ministering just to the body still leaves the soul in spiritual poverty. Food for the Hungry fights poverty by holistically caring for people, including physically, relationally, and spiritually.
We've got major things to be able to offer to our world in the reduction of poverty, and that includes bringing the tenets and the principles of our faith.
Fighting global poverty in all its forms isn't hard. You can help by giving to Food for the Hungry, joining a missions trip, or praying for their needs. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And meanwhile, imagine trying to raise kids and fight off life-changing diseases without a safe home to do it in. For 8 mothers in Uganda, that was daily life until Compassion International's indigenous partners took notice.
They all needed new homes for the physical development of these children. They were living in small huts made of mud and thatched roofs. And there's leaking and poor hygiene.
Compassion's Aaron Carmen says that's why they're sending $38,000 for the construction of 8 new homes. It's an extension of their mission to meet the physical and spiritual needs of these families.
Our goal is to be the hands and feet of Jesus to these families. Whether or not they believe in Christ, we are showing him his love by helping to provide for just basic needs even.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.